Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
To me, if we have a win against TCU, that makes my our resume look way better. So I'm really, and I mean that really, like I am obsessed with this game. They've been tougher than us the last 2 years. They've been better than us the last 2 years. They've outcoached us the last 2 years.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
And by the way, we are playing Baylor. So just thought I'd throw that in for you guys. Since, I mean, we're trying to win a ball game. All you guys want to know whether you can sell papers or not. I'm trying to win a ball game.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
I think Matt's done a great job. I think Baylor's done a great job this year. They haven't shot themselves in the foot. They've had some close ball games. They fought through. They played really well in the fourth quarter.
It's really not going to be about X's and O's. They've sacked us 13 times in 2 years. We haven't taken the ball away from them in 2 years, and they've taken the ball away from us 6 times. So if you're -6 in the turnover margin, you're not going to win. If you're 13 sacks, you're not going to win. If you run the ball for whatever it was, 50 yards 2 years ago and 112 yards last year, you're not going to win. So we're keeping it about us.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show, on a Thursday, a rainy Thursday, temperature dropping here in Central Texas. Glad you're with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, Coach Matt Rule from Baylor, Coach Gary Patterson from TCU in the open. Bears and Horned Frogs come up Saturday morning from Fort Worth. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Talk about that. Let you hear some more from Coach Rule's meeting with the media yesterday. Coach Rule does his regular Monday press conference and then most often has another session with the media on Wednesdays. And he's just so quotable. He's just so good with the media. And we got a couple more bites coming up. I just want you to hear, you know, how he, thinks through a question and gets his point across and just articulates it very, very well.
He's definitely a well-spoken individual. He can control any crowd, any room. It's like he walks in and he can just... I don't know if it's like he could just read it automatically and just knows the tone, you know, how to approach it, but he is definitely one of the best speakers I've ever heard.
I think so, too. I mean, he really is. And again, the art of dealing with the media is you're going to answer their question, and he does that, but you also probably have some points that you want to get across, knowing that this is going to be played on the air, on radio, on television, be printed in a newspaper. So he has some points he wants to get across also, to the fans, to his team, to his coaches, you know, to everybody, just to the Baylor family, you know, just to get, you know, kind of the thought process or the theme of this week. And the first bite we'll have kind of talks about that. And I think it's really clear how he feels about this game. You heard part of that in the open. He's obsessed with TCU. He flat out says, I'm obsessed with TCU.
I think his personality, he's so patient. And, like, no matter if it's, you know, the situation, like, if he's upset, a win, a loss, whatever, he approaches it the same. It's just, like, real even keel, you know, and he doesn't let his emotions get the best of the situation. And I don't know, it's just really unique how he's able to do that.
Yeah, he's a really good communicator. He really is. So we got Baylor and TCU coming up this Saturday, 11 a.m. for the kickoff Saturday morning. Coverage here begins at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Our Baylor alumni tailgate show on the air at 9 a.m. Then kickoff at 11 from Fort Worth for the Bears and the Horned Frogs. 115th meeting all time. It's Baylor's most played rival, TCU, even despite the years that we were in different conferences, right. Now back together in the Big 12. And it's TCU's most played rival also.
I think it's one of the most underrated probably rivalries across the nation. You know, like locally and then regionally in Texas, you know about it. I think once you get in the greater, you know, landscape of college football, they probably don't realize the importance of it, you know, or the history behind it. So I think it's underappreciated in that way.
Yeah, that's a good point. And there's probably several of those out there, you know, that you, unless you're in the middle of it or unless you're from that area, that state, you don't really have a grasp of the rivalry. But Baylor TCU is a great one. I mean, goes back to 1899. TCU, you know, was in Waco at one point, Adrian College. Their campus burned down here in Waco. And then they moved to Fort Worth.
I did not know
you hadn't heard that story?
I did not know. I knew Paul Quinn used to be here, and then
Paul
it
Quinn
moved
was here,
to I did not know TCU was here.
They were Adrian College. Officially, let's see, what was the name of it? Adrian Male and Female College when they were here in Waco. Then they started in Thorpe Spring, Texas, the predecessor to what is now TCU. Thorpe Spring, Texas, 1873. Moved to Waco in 1895. Name was changed to Adrian Christian University in 1889 and changed to Texas Christian University in 1902. They relocated to downtown Fort Worth in 1910 when their campus burned, their facility burned here in Waco.
So it was even called TCU here for a little bit.
Yep, it was.
That's crazy.
Yep.
I never knew that.
It became Texas Christian University in 1902. And they were here until they moved to Fort Worth in 1910.
That you just taught me something.
How about that? So that adds to the rivalry, you know, that TCU was one time here in Waco along with Baylor.
Yeah, I mean, and that definitely makes sense because, I mean, at that time, you're playing sports. It was essentially a cross-town rivalry, and now it's just moved up the road a little bit.
Exactly. And games go back to 1899, so a lot of games in there. More recent history, TCU's beaten Baylor four times in a row. So the Bears are trying to snap that. The win streak for TCU goes back to Baylor's last win, that epic 61-58 Baylor win over TCU, first year of McLean Stadium. Everybody, you know, that's a Baylor fan and probably a TCU fan will remember that one, especially the folks who were there. Baylor coming from 21 points down, scoring the last 24 points of the game. A game-winning field goal by Chris Callahan won it. 61-58.
It always seems like Gary Patterson, he's a great coach, you know, across the board regardless, but it seems like when it comes to TCU playing Baylor and Texas, he has like an extra emphasis on, you know, getting the victory over those two programs.
Oh, yeah, that's probably true. Absolutely true there. All right, so Baylor and TCU Saturday, renewing that rivalry or revivalry, as it's referred to sometimes, which I think is great between the two schools. Here is Coach Rule from yesterday meeting with the media. You heard part of this clip in the open that we used, but here's the entire answer for Coach Rule. He says he's obsessed with TCU and talks about this stretch of games Baylor is in now. West Virginia, TCU, Oklahoma, and Texas. Those four in a row, teams that he, since he's been the coach at Baylor, has not defeated. He hadn't defeated any of them. So this four-game stretch was an area that he was really looking forward to, and now it's here. And they've knocked off West Virginia, so there's one, you know, notch there with the win over West Virginia for the first time since he's been the coach here, now looking for TCU this week. So here's Coach Rule talking about that.
To me, if we have a win against TCU, that makes my on our resume look way better. So I'm really, and I mean that really, like I am obsessed with this game. They've been tougher than us the last 2 years. They've been better than us the last 2 years. They've outcoached us the last 2 years. And so, as I told our team, they've talked a lot about a lot of other things, and then we didn't play very well against West Virginia. Let's do it my way. Let's do it our way. And so, you know, those things are fun. You know, I mean, at the end of the year, we'll see where we're at, and then we'll talk about. Then we can all sit down and talk about all the different things. But for me right now, we've gotten to this point by focusing on one game at a time, and we knew coming down the stretch that my goal was to get us to West Virginia at 7-0 or 6-1, you know, somewhere in that range. We did it. We got to the bye week. You know, got to West Virginia, and it was West Virginia we haven't beat, TCU we haven't beat. And then the next two teams we haven't beat in 2 years. So I looked at it like we've beaten these teams, we've got to handle business, and now we got to get these teams that we haven't beat. So I know there's a lot of consternation about the way we beat West Virginia, but we hadn't beaten them in quite some time. And so You know, I would have paid, I said this earlier, I would have paid $1 million for that win last year. And now we're playing TCU. We haven't beaten them in 2 years and haven't even played well and didn't even look like football the last 2 years. And so I am so thinking about that because this was my plan all along was, you know, I'm not surprised with where we are. It was, hey, we're going to get to here. Our guys are going to get us to here. Now it's now we're here. We're going to go on the road and no, we're not sneaking up on anybody anymore. And we have to go play a really good TCU team that, you know, is kind of clicking right now. And so, you know, they beat Texas 2 weeks ago, had a great game against Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State. So I'm so focused on that because I've been focused on this game or this time of year since, you know, really August, since the schedule came out last year.
All right, Coach Matt Rhule with the media yesterday and focused on, you know, TCU, yes, but like he said, this time of year with this stretch of four games, teams that he and the Bears have not defeated during his time here. So TCU is next on that list. I think if you're a Baylor fan and you hear Coach Rhule, you hear that bite from Coach Rhule, you think, I love our coach, and I think we've got a great chance against anybody.
Yeah, you got to be confident. When you hear his confidence and his, you know, just focus on this time, that's easy to get behind.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's the message through the media yesterday with Coach Rhule, and you know, that same thing is reverberating in the locker room and in the meeting rooms with players this week. Here is Coach Rhule again from yesterday with the media talking about the rivalry with TCU.
Yeah, I love college football rivalries as a fan. I don't have a rivalry with TCU, me per se. I wasn't here like in the last 10 years when all was going on. Coach Patterson's been unbelievably kind to me since I took the job. I mean, and on a personal level, it's funny, you know, you've ever seen my family. I got two young daughters, and it's like they ride they have skateboard luggage that they take through the airports. And twice now going through the Dallas-Fort Worth with the kids and Julie and Bryant, we've seen Coach Patterson always stops and talks to us. So I have there's really no rivalry for me there. What is cool is, you know, it's a drivable game. So, you know, we have a chance to go up there and family and friends can come. Our players' parents can come. It's one of the reasons why, you know, Texas recruits should stay in state because they can say you can go see a lot of local games. But there's no rivalry to me as much as is a deep, deep respect that I have for the way they run their program and the way they recruit and the way they coach their players and how hard their players play.
Great respect there. You can hear from Coach Rhule toward Coach Patterson. Mm-hmm. And like he said, the way they run their program and the players that they have here. And listened to part, not all, of Gary Patterson's press conference from Tuesday. And he had some very nice comments to say about Coach Rhule and about the Baylor program and where it is now also. So seems like mutual respect between those two.
Absolutely. And I think that the rivalry part, and I know fans might hear that and be like, oh, it is a rivalry. It is a rivalry. But no, for the rivalries to me are for fans, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't even think it is as much for the players as it used to be in the mm-hmm. past, just because these players growing up, you know, they go to these camps together. Everybody knows each other. You know, you see it similar in the NBA where everybody's kind of, you know, friends. So I don't think you have that aspect of the rivalry. I think it's more of a mutual respect, like you're saying, between the two coaches, whereas in the past it's been a personal vendetta that you've had between the two coaches, and that's just gone, and it's nice to see.
What are you saying? Jim Grobe had a personal vendetta?
No, I think we'll go a little before that.
Oh, okay, not Jim Grobe.
Yeah, before Grobe.
I hear what you're saying there. Yeah, I hear what you're saying completely. All right, so Baylor and TCU comes up Saturday morning, 11. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Pregame coverage beginning at 7 a.m., kickoff at 11. Television is on FS1. The other Big 12 game on Saturday at 11 is Tech at West Virginia on ESPN2. Both teams are 1-4 in conference play. They're 3-5 overall. West Virginia playing at home. Played really well against Baylor. Had a real good scheme against mm-hmm. Baylor. Made it a close game last Thursday. And Texas Tech trying to get back on the winning track themselves also. So that's one of those. You know, really, all four of these games on Saturday, you could say, are tough to pick games. They're really good matchups.
They really are, and you know, we've seen it. You know, a couple weeks ago with how everything played out, and you couldn't predict anything. And I mean, it's just a similar pattern here. And I wouldn't be surprised if I don't even know if you could call any of them an upset, really, at this point.
Well, that's a good point.
You know, but I think the one that really I'm going to keep an eye on the most is probably that Kansas State and Texas. I really see Kansas State going in there and getting them.
Yeah, that comes up Saturday at 2:30 in Austin. It's on ESPN. K-State up to number 20 in the nation, taking on the Longhorns, coming off an open date. K-State is 6-2. They're bowl eligible. They're 3-2 in the conference. Texas is 3-2 in the league. They're 5-3 overall. So that's that could be a great, great matchup Saturday in Austin.
Yeah, and it just seems like the, you know, traditionally Kansas State has always been a thorn in Texas' side. I don't know what it is about it, but it just has been that way, and I could see that continuing.
K-State leads the series. They haven't played a lot, but 10-9, K-State leads the series with Texas. And Texas won last year, 19-14, close game in Manhattan last year.
See, I wouldn't have guessed that Kansas State led the series, but yeah. I know that recently they have had, you know, the upper hand on them.
Right. The other game is Saturday evening at 7, primetime on Fox, Iowa State at number 9, Oklahoma. And this one shapes up as a really good game also. OU is 4-1 in the league. They're a game behind Baylor in the conference standings. Iowa State is 3-2. So this one is a real, you know, I think OU being at home might be the difference here. But, man, Brock Purdy and Iowa State, don't count them out.
You can't count them out. And they are. They're really solid, especially once they've found that running game, you know, to help Purdy out. But Oklahoma at this point, I think they're really, really dangerous because, you know, they know that people are looking at them like, oh, you fell off.
Yeah.
You know, and they have a point to prove, and that could be a game, that could be a statement maker for Oklahoma.
Yeah, I think you're right. Oklahoma kind of with their backs to the wall. They've got one loss, and it's a conference loss. So with their backs to the wall, I think you're right. They could be really, really dangerous.
Yeah.
So four really good games in the league this week, including Baylor, number 11 in the nation in Fort Worth to take on TCU. All right, we're off and running on this Thursday morning. Drive carefully out there. Rain coming through Central Texas. It's supposed to move on through, and then cooler temperatures on the backside. I think we've already had our high for the day. Mm-hmm. Temperatures will continue to drop. 49 is the projected temperature at 5 o'clock today. So it'll continue to drop over the course of the day. Maybe the majority of the rain has moved through already, but be careful out there on the roads. Give yourself a little extra time, and just be safe as always on the highways and byways. All right, take a break. Back with more in a moment. Oh, let me tell you this. Coming up in a bit, we will hear from Lauren Hagans Paquette. She's a former Baylor distance runner, track and field, and cross country, and she has been selected for enshrinement into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. And she couldn't do the interview live with us this morning, so Jerry Hill and I got with her and recorded something yesterday. So we'll hear that recorded interview with Lauren Hagans Paquette, and really a great story. Came to Baylor as a walk-on in track and field and ended as one of the most decorated student athletes in Baylor track and field history, and she's still running. She has her sights set on the 2020 Olympics at age 33, so she's still working for that, and we'll hear her talk about that.
She's got to be in great shape.
You know it. So that interview is coming up in a bit. Stay tuned for that. Let's take a break. Back with more in a moment. John Morris Show brought to you, as always, by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by DMRA Fine Jewelers. They're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Come experience the difference at Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC in Clifton.
They are one of the few dealerships in Central Texas where you can shop and compare the Ford F-150, the Chevrolet Silverado, and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks side by side.
Whether it's hauling a big load or getting to a job site, count on the Ford F-150 or Super Duty truck. The Chevrolet Silverado has been helping people get things done for over 100 years. And the GMC Sierra 1500 light duty pickup truck offers the world's first six-function multi-pro tailgate.
At Glaw Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC, no reasonable offer will be refused. Meet the friendly sales staff. They're small town folk ready to earn your business.
Serving Central Texas since 1964. Glauf Ford Chevrolet Buick GMC. Just a short drive to 1206 North Avenue G in Clifton. Come experience the difference. Where they say cars are like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
Pomparolo's Pizza, a Waco tradition since 1969 and consistently voted best pizza in Waco. With two locations to serve you, one on Valley Mills Drive and one in Hewitt. Pomparolo's Pizza, open Monday through Friday with lunch specials. You can find out more at www.pomparolos.com. Whether you dine in, carry out, drive through, or order online, it's Pomparolo's Pizza. Best pizza in Waco, best pizza on earth.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And they have a commitment to you too. With personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk to the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
D'Amore Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit D'Amore Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. Five winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit D'Amore today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Back with us, John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio on this rainy Thursday morning. It's the Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day. That is the Meters. The Meters. Look them up if you haven't heard of them before. They go back a ways. I think this is the Sissy Strut is the name of this one. Yes, from the Meters. But that's the Rob Sellers Funky Bump of the Day on this Thursday. John Morris Show brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Hey, here's a reminder about Thanksgiving right around the corner. You don't need me to remind you about that. But the Baylor Club has Thanksgiving to Go available again this year. They've got a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. And Garrett, here's what that includes. Traditional Thanksgiving dinner, seasonal greens salad, tropical fruit salad, mashed potatoes, green beans, and mushroom casserole, cornbread dressing, sliced roast turkey breast, candied orange and cranberry, and sage gravy, fresh rolls, and pumpkin pie. That's the traditional
Sounds good.
Thanksgiving dinner available from the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. They also have an upgraded Thanksgiving dinner. All of those items plus, let's see what it adds, butternut squash, bisque, turkey and ham, pecan pie and pumpkin pie. So that's the upgraded Thanksgiving dinner from the Baylor Club. Now, here's the great deal. If you're a member, you're going to get a great price on this. If you're a non-member, you can still purchase this Thanksgiving dinner to go from the Baylor Club. So I'm talking to everybody out there. That would be members of the Baylor Club and those who are future members of the Baylor Club. you can get this Thanksgiving dinner to go from the Baylor Club. Now, you need to make your order as soon as possible. Let's see what the deadline for that will be. Yeah, I don't think it's... Oh, here it is. I'm sure it's down here. Orders must be placed by November 20th. So November 20th would be the deadline, 5 p.m. on the 20th to guarantee availability. Don't wait. It is Thanksgiving to go, available from the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. TheBaylorClub.com on the web, or give them a call at 254-710-8080. Plenty of benefits. This is another one we like to tell you about, to being a member of the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
It's a good way to save some time. You know,
spend a little more time with everybody,
you know, yes. All your guests, entertain. But
how about that menu?
Yeah. You got a nice spread and it's cooked for you?
Sometimes my wife will say, well, we'll get this and then I'll add to it. I think if you get this, you don't need to add anything to it.
No, there's
throw
not
it
much.
In the oven. That's it.
It's got a bit of everything for you.
So very good option there. Thanksgiving is right around the corner. Thanksgiving to go from the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. All right, next segment, I want you to hear from Lauren Hagans Paquette. She was Lauren Hagans when she ran track and field here and cross country at Baylor. Very, very stellar career for Lauren, and she's still running, has her sights set on potentially a spot with Team USA in the 2020 Olympic Games. So we'll hear from her. One other note, we were talking about Baylor and TCU.
Yeah.
Game comes up this Saturday. There was a story on KWTX TV, Channel 10, last night at 10 that I caught. Rissa Shaw did the story. So the McAllisters in Waco, or at least two of them, the one down by Baylor and the one on West Waco Drive,
right.
They've got these great cups, you know, plastic cups that have McAllisters on there, and they say Sic 'em Bears. Pretty cool little cup. Reusable. And they got a shipment in just this week, that have TCU on the cups.
I don't think that's a coincidence.
Well, that's the big question. Is that a prank by somebody? Is this a, oh, I'm sorry, we made a mistake?
I'm going to say...
Is it a legitimate mistake?
I'm going to say you have a TCU fan, you know, running this shipment.
Shipping those
cups
out.
Yeah, that just magically shipped them. Or it could be like a... I don't know, like a thing with McAllisters. I wonder if any McAllisters up at TCU got some Baylor cups.
Yeah, that would be the other side of it.
We need to do some investigating.
Yeah, get Rissa to check on that side of the story. But apparently they have sort of run their course at the McAllisters, or they pulled those cups, and now they've got the Baylor cups there. But for a couple of days, you go in, you get a sweet tea from McAllisters, you might have gotten it in a TCU cup.
That's hilarious.
It's pretty funny. And the timing of it. How about the timing?
Yeah, I don't think that's a coincidence.
This week when Baylor's playing TCU. Man. All right, we love you, McAllisters, and I'm sure it was an honest mistake. All right, take a break. When we come back, we'll let you hear from one of the electees to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame, distance runner, former track and field standout Lauren Hagans Paquette. That's straight ahead. When we come back, John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a dark ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley's show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet and McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Check out our November Fall Savings event featuring our best truck deals of the year. Come see the difference that so many of our friends rave about. Transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Or check us out online at turnerschevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
J.D. Power has honored Texas Farm Bureau Insurance for 8 consecutive years for the highest customer satisfaction with auto insurers in Texas. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, protecting Texans since 1952.
Hi, my name is Dave DeRoser, General Manager of Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, voted number one in Waco since 2002. It's time to start thinking about winterizing your vehicle. Have you checked your wiper blades, your coolant protection, your battery, your tire conditions? How about your tire pressure? How about that spare tire that everybody forgets about? Let us check these worries off your list before taking that holiday vacation with your family at Freddie Kish's Complete Car Care Center, where your troubles are our business. Dedicated to serving you since 1998, located at 5300 Franklin Avenue in Waco. Come and see us and tell them Dave sent you.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I wanted to let you know of a brand new offering from our clinic, and that is our concierge physical therapy service. So what is that? What is concierge physical therapy? Well, starting September 1st, our physical therapist can now come to you. If you have back, neck, shoulder, or knee pain and are too busy to come to our clinic, we can come to you. Instead of taking time out of your busy day, leaving work to seek treatment, our doctors of physical therapy will now come to you and provide you with the therapy that you need. This saves you valuable time. Time is money, so why not save it and let Syntex Rehab come to your office or business? For more information, visit syntexrehab.com and chat with our patient care specialist directly on our website. That's syntexrehab.com, CENTEXREHAB.com, or call our office at 254-630-1186. Contact us today and let us get you back to a life with less pain.
At Bush's Chicken, you can always count on getting the best chicken, the best tenders, and the best tea at the best value. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Now is your chance to get the unstoppable performance of a new train system for your home. Visit traininfo.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule met with the media Wednesday to talk about the Bears' upcoming game in Fort Worth versus TCU, including the challenges a Gary Patterson-led team presents.
Yeah, he takes away the things that you do well, and takes away the players that play well. But really, at the end of the day, for us, it's really not going to be about X's and O's. They've sacked us 13 times in 2 years. We haven't taken the ball away from them in 2 years, and they've taken the ball away from us 6 times. So we're keeping it about us, making sure that we protect the football, protect our quarterback, and find a way to run the ball against this elite, elite defensive front.
Baylor takes on TCU in Fort Worth Saturday at 11 a.m. In the NBA, the Rockets topped the Warriors 129-112. Tonight, the Spurs will host Oklahoma City. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. It's time now for a visit with an electee from the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. Now here's John Morris with one of Baylor's all-time greats.
Two weeks away now from the induction banquet for the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor. It's coming up on Friday, November 22nd, the Brazos Room at the Waco Convention Center. So getting really close now, and we have with us one of the electees to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame, representing Baylor track and field and Baylor cross country. Lauren Higgins Paquette is with us and joining us from Memphis, Tennessee. And Lauren, congratulations to you. What was it like to get that call that you're headed into the Athletic Hall of Fame?
Oh, thank you so much. To be honest, I had just found out a couple weeks before that I had been, I'm still currently an active athlete. And I found out that I had been selected to represent the United States at the Pan American Games, and that was really exciting. But then when I got the call 2 weeks later about the Baylor Hall of Fame, that was, like, topped that for sure. So I'm very, very excited to be inducted, and I can't wait to be back in Waco.
It's a pretty good two-week stretch for you, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of good news, lots of positives,
yeah,
for sure.
So you're still running, and tell us the Pan Am Games and your success recently. Seems like things are going pretty well for you.
Things have gone pretty well in general the last few years. Kind of track and field kind of moves in 4 year Olympic cycles, and so this coming year is kind of the culmination of just like a really huge macro cycle or big training block, I guess. So
right.
Yeah, things are going well and feeling good.
Very good. And of course, 2020 is an Olympic year. And would you have your sights on, you know, doing everything you can to try to get a spot for Team USA in the Olympics?
Definitely. Yeah. Yes.
And have you did a little bit of everything when you were here at Baylor, several different events, indoor, outdoor, cross country, all of that. What have you focused on, one event, one distance that you really focus on now?
Yeah, when I was at Baylor, I started as a walk-on, and I mostly focused on the 800 meters.
Okay.
So half of a mile. And then by the time I was a senior, Coach Todd Harbor had me move up to the 1500. So I had some success in that, and I did run the 3,000 meter indoor as well. But just the past like 3 or 4 years, I've moved up even higher in distance, and so I've been focusing on the 5K or the 5,000 meter for track. It's 3.1 miles. And so this Olympic year, I haven't quite decided yet, but I'll either be focusing on the 5K or the 10K.
Okay. And the latest that we've seen is you rank second in the U.S. and 17th in the world in the 5,000 meters. That puts you...
That was for last year.
That was last year? Okay. So update us. Where would it be right now?
I honestly don't know.
Okay. Fair enough.
So all those rankings kind of... There's a few different ranking systems, but I think the highest I'm ranked in the world this year has been maybe 25th.
Okay.
So not as good of a year as far as that standard goes as last year. And then I'm not sure about in the U.S. right now. Those rankings don't come out until it won't come out till probably like in the winter time.
I gotcha.
At some point,
okay.
Like probably January, February. Yeah. So I would say in general, though, pretty successful.
Yes, I would say so. That's putting it mildly. You're very modest about that. You're a six-time All-American at Baylor, two-time conference champion. You still hold the school record in the outdoor 1500, the 4x8 relay, the 4x1600 relay, and in cross-country, you helped Baylor make four consecutive NCAA championship appearances, earned All-American honors in 2007. So you had a great deal of success, and you really left your mark on the Baylor record books.
I didn't even, that's cool. I didn't know that those still stood.
Sure they do.
Sweet.
But great success here, and you have to be proud of that.
Yeah, I really am. I mean, as I mentioned before, I was a walk-on at Baylor, which I don't know how it is now, but I mean, my freshman year at Baylor was 2004.
Okay.
The fall season, and when you're a walk-on, at least then at the time, I got book scholarships. So I thought that was awesome. And then I definitely am very proud of the progression that I had. And I mean, obviously, like Coach Harbor and Coach Capron had a lot to do with that. So, they never, and on paper, I was the worst athlete as far as my times went and everything coming into my freshman year. But I think they just took the time to kind of just dig a little bit with me and kind of see where my strengths lay, and just worked with me a lot. So by the time I was a senior, they had worked with me so much and put so much store in me that I was on full scholarship, and I had just progressed a lot. And I'm still progressing, and I'm 33.
Right.
But I think a big part of that is just knowing that, not getting too ahead of yourself and knowing that it takes time and you'll get there.
Wow.
So I definitely can credit Coach Harbor and Coach Cap with that, and Kevin Robinson, who's the athletic trainer there still.
Absolutely. K-Rob, so, still going strong.
Yes, K-Rob.
So how'd you end up at Baylor? If you walked on here, did you have scholarship opportunities at other places, or what drew you to Baylor?
No. So I am from Little Rock, Arkansas. It is, Arkansas as a state is not super competitive in track and cross country. The college is awesome,
sure.
But as far as like grooming from the state's high school programs, it's not historically as stacked as like Texas or, you know, New York or California. And so my high school coach, his wife had been coached by Coach Harbor when she was in junior high.
Oh, okay.
When Coach Harbor, right after Coach Harbor ended his professional career and was coaching in the school districts in Texas. And so that was kind of my connection.
Nice.
But, yeah, so I spoke to him on the phone once, but I really honestly wasn't actively recruited by anybody. I mean, understandably so, like, when you run the times that I ran in high school, like, it's not like a, you know, oh, this girl's going to be really good. But Coach Harbor did come to the state meet, the meet after the state meet in high school in Arkansas to watch me run. And then I think from there he told me, you know, yeah, we'll give you some books. Yeah. Give you a book scholarship. And wow. So basically, like, I'm pretty blue collar. I mean, I kind of just, like, worked my way up through the ranks. And I also went, I did have some academic scholarship, but I also, when I first got to Baylor as a freshman, I had declared my major in music performance.
Okay.
And because I had another connection, I wanted to study the piano. And so, yeah, like, I wanted to run in college, but that wasn't, I wouldn't say I was fully committed to that until after my freshman year when okay. I had more, I had time to marinate, I guess. And
right.
I kind of got glimpses of how good I thought I could be. So.
Well, that's good. And it sounds like the coaches here, you know, brought the best out of you and you improved, you know, every year you were here. And like you said, still running at age 33. What was it like, the influence of the coaches here? And you mentioned Coach Harbor and Coach Hart and Coach Capron and all of them and Kevin Robinson. What was the influence of them on your lives? How would you characterize that?
I mean, I think as far as, like, running potential, they just saw that I had more in me to give and never gave up on me. Like, even when I had really bad performances that I wasn't happy with, you know, like, they let me be upset for a little bit, and then they'd say, okay, time to move on. You're better than that, and we know that, you know? And so really it's just they helped early on to instill a sense of belief in myself.
Yes.
And they just provided really good care of us emotionally as well, or at least that was my experience. And it seemed to be, when I was there, a team effort. Like, I remember the night before our first outdoor meet, I think it was a Dr. Pepper Invitational for outdoor track.
Right.
I woke up at 3 a.m. and I had, like, a fever and just like I couldn't hear out of one ear, and I don't know if it was just a bug or if it
wow.
was like anxiety maybe from just like wanting to perform. But Kevin Robinson, like, I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm supposed to perform in like 10 hours, like, so I texted Kevin Robinson and he was at my dorm within 45 minutes
wow
with medication
sure.
and just like, it's gonna be okay. And this is at like 4 a.m.
Wow.
So just like that kind of, like, I never felt like I was, like, whenever I was performing on the track, I mean, you're, you can do all the work and they can coach you, but when you're out there running a race, it's all you. But I never felt like I was alone. I always felt like I had support behind me. So.
It's a great story. It really is. And so your total Baylor experience athletically, you've talked about that, but academically and spiritually and socially, how was that for you?
That was great. I mean, gosh, it was so long ago that it's hard to think
yeah.
about, like, sum it all up. You know, I mean, I was actually there for about 5.5 years. I stayed a little bit after I graduated. To train with Coach Harbor. And I mean, the whole experience was great. Like, I know that there were, you know, at every college, every D1 college, there's transfers and, you know, people leave and for whatever reason, but it was never a question in my mind. It was just like, this is where I need to be. And I didn't even really look at other colleges because Baylor was the first one that I went to. When I was just touring, I was going to go to a few that I was interested in just to even see if I liked the feel of the campus even.
Right.
And I walked onto Baylor's campus and went to like an initiation weekend or whatever it was. And I was just like, I don't need to look at any more colleges because
wow.
this just feels like where I'm supposed to be. So I just kind of went with that. Like, I'm pretty big on intuition and kind of going with your gut feeling. And so that was it. And then I hung around
yes.
after I graduated for a bit.
And hung
yeah.
around. Well, it's a great yeah. story. It's a great success story. And congratulations on being selected to the Baylor Athletic
Thank
Hall
you.
Of Fame. And look forward to the banquet and seeing you here coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Me too. I can't wait. Thank you.
That is Lauren Higgins Paquette, ran at Baylor Track and Field Cross Country. Lauren Higgins, her maiden name, and she has been selected for enshrinement into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. And the banquet is drawing ever closer. It is Friday, November 22nd, so about 2 weeks away now, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And look forward to Lauren being here and the entire class, and should be a fun night.
She said one thing in that interview that stuck out with me is when she was talking about being in high school in Arkansas and how it's not as well. I think it's because of funds. You see this in a lot of states, especially your smaller states, where you don't have as many resources for these athletic departments and programs. And I think when you see athletes in that, and you know, they're not on these meal preps, they're not on all this stuff like you get in Texas, you know, and I think you can see untapped potential. And once you know, like you, like Coach Harbor seen her and said, okay, well, if I can get her in our system and get her trained under, you know, correctly, that the sky's the limit. And I think you see that with her.
Yeah, that's a good point, and good coaching to be able to identify that, even though maybe her high school times weren't that great and sound like she didn't have any other options really scholarship-wise for school. Good job by our coaches, you know, to identify that and get her here.
Absolutely.
She ends up walking. She walks on and then ends up going into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. So great career by Lauren Higgins Paquette. You can be at the banquet. Tickets are still available. Visited with Walter and Tammy and Lauren yesterday, and tickets are still available. Give the Bee Association a call, and don't delay. I mean, it's getting really close now. Call 254-710-3045. 3045, and they'll set you up with a tickets, a table, whatever you would like for that. Or you can email Tammy Harden in the Bee Association at Tammy_Harden@Baylor.edu. Get some info there, and we'd love to see you there as part of the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame and Wall of Honor Banquet. Comes up November 22nd, 6:30 p.m. in the Brazos Room at the Waco Convention Center. All right, take a break. When we come back, day of the day and some birthdays to share with you. John Morris Show brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. That's UBEO. With their 94% first-time fixed rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean Hunt at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Football season has merged with hunting season. Waco Custom Marketplace, your one-stop shop for tailgating, deer season, and fall as they continue to offer fully cooked brisket smoked in-house. A fall family box with 5 pounds of ground beef, 5 pounds of 6-ounce chicken breast, and 5 pounds of boneless pork chop for $40. Deer camp box with a pound of jalapeno or regular summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, roll of crackers, pound of bacon, pound of breakfast patties, and 2 pieces of sirloin steak for $25. The fall box with 5 pounds of ground chili meat, 5 pounds of stew meat, and 3 pounds of boneless beef roast. And there's the fall snack box, $15, including a piece of summer sausage, pound of cheddar cheese, pound of pepper jack cheese, and a roll of Ritz crackers. The fall savings steak box, including 6 ribeye steaks, 4 New York strips, 2 pieces of sirloin steak, and beef fillets for just $100. And you can start your day with fresh kolaches, baked daily and fresh. It's your one-stop shop for all your tailgating needs. The friendliest, fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco.
Automatic Chef Canteen is a full-service micro-market vending and office coffee provider with state-of-the-art vending equipment. They offer custom-fitted micro-market vending and office coffee solutions for your employee break room. Locally owned and operated for over 50 years in Central Texas, including in-house mechanics on call 24/7 for fast, reliable service and maintenance. Automatic Chef Canteen, 6900 Imperial Drive in Waco, or online at automaticchefcanteen.com.
Does the thought of mice, rats, or other rodents taking up residence in your walls or attic kind of make you feel uncomfortable? Well, once inside, these unwanted critters can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home. The experts at 855-BUGS can identify points of entry and eliminate them. They use a variety of methods to keep rodents out. So be proactive, not reactive. Let 855-BUGS ensure your home is protected with a free inspection and comprehensive treatment plan.
Honey, I think we got critters.
Visit 855bugs.com right now to schedule your free inspection.
The Real Texas Gun Show, Saturday, November 16th and Sunday, November 17th at the Bell County Expo Center, the place where small mom-and-pop vendors share the floor with large dealers that buy, sell, and trade firearms. The vendors are some of the most reputable in the state of Texas, and a variety at the show makes it extensive. The Real Texas Gun Show has more than just guns. You'll also find prepper survivalist supplies and equipment, hunting gear, fishing gear, camping supplies, collectibles, and much, much more. The Real Texas Gun Show, November 16th, 9 to 5, and Sunday, November 17th, 10 to 4.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. Baylor head football coach Matt Rhule met with the media Wednesday to talk about the Bears' upcoming game in Fort Worth versus TCU, including the challenges a Gary Patterson-led team presents.
Yeah, he takes away the things that you do well, and takes away the players that play well. But really, at the end of the day, for us, it's really not going to be about X's and O's. They've sacked us 13 times in 2 years. We haven't taken the ball away from them in 2 years, and they've taken the ball away from us 6 times. So we're keeping it about us, making sure that we protect the football, protect our quarterback, and find a way to run the ball against this elite, elite defensive front.
Baylor takes on TCU in Fort Worth Saturday at 11 a.m. In the NBA, the Rockets topped the Warriors 129-112. Tonight, the Spurs will host Oklahoma City. Tip-off is scheduled for 7:30.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. Back to the John Morris Show. Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Back with us, final segment, John Morris Show on this Thursday morning. A little rainy outside, or definitely wet roads, so be careful. Maybe the rain has moved through already. Day of the day today, Derek tells us, is National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day. That's very specific.
Yeah.
Bittersweet chocolate with almonds.
I thought about taking the bittersweet out, you know?
Yeah,
and just leaving it as chocolate with almonds. We didn't have to get that specific with it.
So November 7th, who knew? National Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day ushers in one of the more healthful ways to enjoy chocolate. That's the bittersweet part, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. I love them. I like the, especially the dark chocolate ones.
Right.
They're really good.
Right. With the almonds, yeah, that is pretty good. Who knew they had their own day? But today is the day. So celebrate appropriately. Hashtag bittersweet chocolate with almonds day. Celebrate appropriately. Birthdays today. Let's see who we have to pass along to you. Looking through my list here. Ooh, Doug Stallard. I went to high school with him. Today, he's not listening, I don't think. Today is his birthday. Doug up in Kentucky. Jemai Webster. Folks may remember him. Worked at Channel 25 in sports and was in Hawaii last I knew.
That's a jump.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see. We want to move you to Hawaii. How do you feel about that?
Sure.
Not sure if he's still there or not. Willie Gonzalez, today's Willie's birthday. Happy birthday to him. And that's all I've got on my list.
I got one. Dan Hull from the I-14 Sports in Killeen. He does a great job covering the Killeen area and all the athletics over there.
Very nice. Happy birthday, Dan. So happy birthday to all of you. If we missed you, I apologize, but have a great day. Happy birthday to each of you celebrating today. Another birthday today. Young Allman, Chris and Carrie.
Yes.
Are today's the day for the young Allman child to be born. Did he give us a name? I think they had it. It's not for me to say.
He kept like adding like Astros names and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's not for me to announce the child's name. But today is the day, so pray for them that things go well. And Chris says he'll be on with us tomorrow with fun facts to know and tell and share and amaze your friends. I said, only if Carrie approves this.
Yeah, we definitely need approval.
Yes. But today is the day, so hope things go well for Chris and Carrie Allman as Lane Allman gets a brother into the world today. All right, that's our time. Hope you enjoyed hearing from Lauren Higgins Paquette, selected to the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame. Ceremony's coming up on November 22nd. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Matt Mosley, a Hall of Famer in anybody's book, is standing by. The Matt Mosley Show is next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.